Delta residents can expect a lengthy closure of the pool at the Ladner Leisure Center. The city announced Tuesday that effective March 27 through October 1, the aquatic center at the facility will be closed for mandatory roof repairs. According to the city, regular-length swimmers, aquafitters and water walkers will be able to complete their circuits and classes at the Ladner Outdoor Pool, which is opening earlier on March 27 this year. Delta's other indoor aquatic centers at the SunGod Recreation Center and Windskill Aquatic and Fitness Center will also be available to accommodate swimmers. The SunGod Pool will also be returning to a full public swim schedule starting March 27, which will provide public swimming opportunities alongside swimming lessons. Meanwhile, swimming lessons that would normally take place at the Ladner Leisure Center will be held at Windskill. Non-pool users at Ladner Leisure Center will be unaffected by the closure of the aquatic center. Staff last year discovered an issue at the facility where an outside section of the swimming pool chamber roof, specifically the soffit, had detached from the building. A report to council at the time noted staff initiated an immediate assessment of the damage and potential causes for the failure. The city hired a roofing contractor to remove the debris and temporarily secure the building envelope. Council on Monday approved a $4,561,906 construction contract to repair the upper floor envelope of the Leisure Center's natatorium space. The work will consist of exterior envelope replacement works, encompassing the upper level wall and glazing assemblies of the pool enclosure, a pressure plate barrel-shaped roof, as well as a number of separate membrane roof assembles. In addition, mechanical work, including the expansion of existing supply air ducting within the pool space and the introduction of UV water treatment systems, have been included in the overall project scope. Trent Reed, Director of Parks, Recreation and Culture, told council the impact on programming was considered last fall when the extent of the required work was reviewed. Every effort will be made to accommodate swim clubs and regular users as much as possible, but there will undoubtedly be an impact, he said. Referring to the closure of another part of the leisure center 8 years ago when the stucco facade on the east side of the arena fell away from the wall after the anchoring system failed, Mayor George Harvey said the natatorium safety work needs to get done.